You're listening to The Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football Champions Edition. And the champions we've got on the show for you today are Abigail Rudkin, Mike Bancoli, Mike Kearney, and Josh Sexton, who's also producing and sounds like he works on a sex line. Hope you've all had a lovely weekend, a lovely few days, a lovely time celebrating the Reds. And we're going to find out how much these clowns have enjoyed it all by answering the question asked by Chris Best, Liverpool Football Club's lad, who said, to win the Premier League, what does this moment mean to all of you personally? After everything we've been through over the years, what does this moment mean to you all? I'm still in floods of tears of joy to be part of such a momentous occasion as Just Boss. And by the way, all of you at the Anfield Wrap, Boss, and thank you for helping me personally become the person I am today. You have helped in so many ways without even knowing all about it. I wouldn't get that far, Chris. There are a bunch of drunken bellends in a room chatting to each other. But let's find out what these bellends think of it all. What does it all mean to them? Josh, show the people your sex worker voice.
I think I should probably start by saying morning, Rick. If anyone has been paying attention to my social media the last few days, it's been unreal. Like I think you can hear it in my voice. You can see it in like the joy that all of us are sat here with today. Like it's the whole thing has just been like absolutely unbelievable. And the thing I keep going back to is like you dream about an event and how it will go for your whole life, basically, and then the expectation that you build up over all these years, like what it's going to be like, and for it to exceed expectations is like an absolutely unbelievable thing. I was saying like to mates the other day, it must be akin to like getting married to the love of your life, having the best wedding day ever, where like the sun is shining, it just being like absolutely unreal. Like that is what I felt like at Anfield the other day, like when you stood there with all like your favorite people in the world, all the people you know and love. You were there as well, Adam, which was nice. Good to see you. and like just celebrating this like momentous occasion, like so many people being there, so filled with joy. Just like an indescribable feeling, really, and even harder to describe when you're clinging on to maybe 8% voice.